Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Long Cat Media presents Mockery Manor, Season 2. Episode 3, Whispering Trees.
Singing dolls.
It disturbs you.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Most people think that the first time they ride the elves of Europe. But it grows on you. You build a kind of immunity to the horror. You could say it even becomes comforting.
People go on this ride more than once?
Only the diehard fans. This is the scenic route to my office. So I've ridden it hundreds of times.
What's the non-scenic route?
I don't tell anyone that. Don't want anyone sneaking up on me while I work, do I? Ah, we're coming up to the Italian section.
Oh!
See the spaghetti waterfall ahead?
Yeah, a curtain of spaghetti. Oh, are those meatballs too on the noodles? Very good.
When we go through it, climb onto the bank on the left-hand side. We must be quick so the boats behind don't see what we're doing. We don't want copycats. All right? And go! Careful, mind the dolls. This way, behind the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Pizza, yeah, of course. Oh, a boring old utility corridor. I love that about Mockery at first. How I got to see behind the scenes. It was like finding out how a magic trick works.
Some people don't like that. This is my office. Go right in. Phone's on the desk.
Thanks for letting me use it.
Anytime you wish to call your parents, just ask.
I'll only be 10 minutes. Can't believe I'm doing this.
We are the elves of Europe.
Oh, shut up, JJ! Come on.
Hello?
Eric, it's JJ. I need some advice.
Hang on, I got a load of wax in here. What did you say your name was?
JJ.
JJ? Oh, one of the English twins.
Yes, JJ.
Hey, the twins. Which one are you? Old stick up her ass or nutter?
The one you dated for 6 months.
Hey, nutter. Good to hear from you. So, back in town then. What can I get you? I can't remember what your preference was.
I'm not calling for that, Eric. Look, do you happen to know anything about stolen goods?
What is this? You turn grass on me, nutter?
No, of course not. I've got something I need to sell.
I ain't a fence, you know that.
Yeah, but you know people who are. Can you tell me who to go to?
You have to tell me what you're selling first.
Yeah, okay. It's a painting.
A painting?
Yeah, by someone famous. Well, famous if you know about art.
Stolen art, you bloody nutter. I thought you was just a good time gal. You robbing galleries now?
I didn't steal it. It just fell into my hands.
Oh, of course it did, of course it did. Happened to the best of us. Who's the artist then?
Vermeer.
Vermeer?
You've heard of him?
Johannes Vermeer? From that Boston heist? Is the painting a couple of birds and a feather of the old Joanna?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Do you know someone who can help me sell it?
Nutter, if you'd said, I've got a van load of car stereos, I'd know who to point you to. But a bloody Vermeer? You need a special kind of private buyer for that. Someone with loads of money and no morals. Plenty of them about, but I don't exactly move in them circles, do I?
Shit, yeah, of course not.
God, think what it's worth, though.
Eric, if you can help in any way, you can have a cut.
Oh, yeah, hefty finder's fee for a bloody Vermeer. I'll tell you what, Nutter. This sounds like it might be worth me expanding my sphere of influence. I'll put a few feelers out, see what happens.
Oh, thank you. I'll give you a ring in a few days, yeah?
All right, what's your number, in case I need to get in touch?
Look, just call Dunkelschloss Theme Park and ask for me. But don't tell them what it's about.
Oh, all right. Oh, hello, I'm just ringing about the Vermeer. Of course not, you nutter.
Oh, wait. There is light switch here, somewhere. Ah.
Oh, thank God, electricity.
You see blue door? Go in blue door. It is open.
Oh, dusty.
I bring vacuum cleaner tomorrow.
Oh, it's modern. Well, a bit 10 years ago, very orange and brown, but still, more modern than I thought it'd be. That's a relief. Thought I'd be sleeping in some musty old four-poster bed.
Most rooms are still like that. Very old, very neglected.
Yeah. What's the story here?
The story? Well, once upon a time, they started renovating the Schloss, hoping to make it into a fancy hotel for high-paying guests. But the Schloss proved more broken than they originally thought. Every repair demanded 1,000 more. Rot lurked in the walls and floors. The old Schloss was greedy. It gobbled up hundreds of thousands of Deutschmarks, and it wanted more, millions more. So they were forced to stop. Years passed, and one day a young girl took up residence in the broken castle, and she...
Don't. These fairy tales don't tend to end well, do they?
Yes. Do not accept any gifts from frightening older women. That's my advice.
Gotcha. No apples or spinning wheels. Oh, nice view of the park.
And the kitchenette is through here. I bring food tomorrow.
Where's the bathroom?
There is no bathroom. Only chamber pot.
Good one. Very funny. Oh my God, are you serious? Where am I supposed to empty it? Out the window?
You could use park toilets. They are open till midnight when cleaning staff leave. I will leave you to unpack.
You could stay longer. I haven't spoken to many people lately. And I don't have anything to unpack.
No bag?
No. I left it in the forest, which was a bit silly. All my clothes are in there too.
I am confused.
Sorry, ignore me. gotten a bit used to talking to myself. Forgotten how to be normal.
That is very sad.
It's not that bad.
Good night, JJ.
Well, it's only 8 o'clock. You could stay if you'd like to. Okay, good night.
Oh, one more thing. Do not explore the Schloss. It is unstable. It could be dangerous.
Aren't we all?
What do you mean?
I mean that, well, like, some of us are dangerously unstable.
You are dangerously unstable?
No, it was a joke. I'm fine.
Good night, JJ.
Night, Thomas. Shit, I need the toilet.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Night has fallen. The moon is full. And we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, its interview with the vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Well, the last time I was in this room, we were all lying to a detective about a murder investigation.
Try not to say that sort of thing out loud, my dear.
Lying to a detective?
Oh.
What's she talking about?
Davina!
Who was lying?
No one! I was joking.
Davina, maybe you could go and file something.
Oh, I don't do filing.
What do you mean you don't do filing? You're my secretary. Is that why I can never find anything?
Davina's been here a long time, Parker. If she doesn't want to do filing, she doesn't have to do filing.
I don't believe this.
So hang on, you haven't explained yet. What was Bessie saying about that murder investigation?
Davina, dear, could you go ask the kitchen to make up an extra plate for lunch? And then you can go on a break.
Right, yeah, Margot. Oh, it's good to have you back, Bessie. Things were dead exciting when you were here. Catch you kids later.
Sorry, I didn't see Davina there.
Yes, it's her special skill. Betty, dear, I'm so glad you're here. I feared we'd never see or hear from you again.
That was the plan. But circumstances changed. I've changed.
You needed family.
I've got one of those, thanks, and they're half the problem. Look, cards on the table. I came back to England because I had a baby.
A baby? A human baby?
Congratulations.
Where is it?
I left him outside in a flower bed.
Betty?
I'm kidding! He's obviously with my parents.
Can I meet him?
Of course, Margot.
Can't believe you had a baby.
His name is Freddy. He's just under a year old. Don't ask me who the father is. And I need somewhere we can live that isn't my bloody parents' house and isn't a bloody backpacker's hostel. So, here I am. Because I thought, Margot, you might be willing to give your prodigal niece a job. And maybe a home?
Live here with us? Yes, yes. We will look after you.
Not forever. I won't impose any longer than necessary.
As long as you want.
What does JJ think about all this?
She doesn't know about Freddy.
She doesn't know?
I haven't seen her in a long time. I don't even know where she is. To be perfectly honest, I don't even know if she's alive.
Who, JJ? Oh, she's fine.
Parker's been in touch with her recently.
What? Parker, you've spoken to her? When? Is she here?
No, she's in Germany, working at another wizard park.
Hang on, is she?
Are you kidding? Oh, thank God. Oh, I'm so relieved. Oh, I can't believe she's got herself a job. She must have really sorted herself out.
Well...
I thought she might be in a crack den somewhere or dead in a ditch. Oh, thank God she's all right.
Oh, Betty, poor old thing.
Shut up, Parker.
Parker, go and make Betty a strong cup of tea.
Yeah, of course. Strong emotions, strong tea. Good idea.
Oh, and some finger sandwiches while you're at it. Egg and cress will do.
Chin up, Betty. I'll be back in a mo.
Well then, happy news all round. JJ is safe, you are safe. Long may that continue. When would you like to move in, my dear?
Soon as possible.
Today.
Yes, why not?
Oh, yes, please. I can't bear another night at my parents'.
Then we must arrange things right away. Margot, you should ask Davina to make up a room. The Bloomsbury suite.
Yes, yes. We have much to do. I will find Davina.
And Betty and I shall fetch Freddy.
What now? Oh, right. I guess we're off then.
This is so exciting, so wonderful.
Come along, Betty. Shall we take the rolls? Would Freddy like that?
Should we tell Parker we're...
This way to the garage.
Right. It's, about 2 hours away.
We can get to know each other on the way over. We've never really chatted before, have we, Betty? Not properly.
Guess not. I know who you are, though. You're Margot's chap, Joplin.
Jenkins. Margot told me the last thing you said as you left, 3 years ago. Goodbye, freaks.
I don't think I said that, did I?
You certainly did. Paint pot. Aha. Oh dear. You've seen where I hide the keys to the rolls. If it ever goes missing, I'll know who took it. Right in you get then. Ah, the scent of a rose. Breathe it in. What do you smell?
Old man.
Ah, incredibly rude. Marvellous. In which case, maybe we should skip the polite chit-chat.
Oh, yes, yes please. Deathly boring.
Let's get straight to the point then. You don't want to be here, do you? You've simply run out of options. You're broke, saddled with a child, and you've realised that living with your parents is even less appealing than returning to the freaks as a charity case.
Bloody hell! Maybe we should do small talk.
Too accurate.
Does it matter why I'm here? Margot's happy to see me, even if you're not.
Au contraire! I'm thrilled you've come back. How long are you planning to stay with us?
I don't know. 6 months? Enough time to save some rent money and find another job. Somewhere far away from here and you bunch of freaks.
What kind of job?
Anything. Cleaning, shop work.
Oh dear, oh dear. A small flat with a baby, a minimum wage job for a pampered boarding school girl such as yourself.
Excuse me? I am not pampered. The last few years, I've been living on my bloody wits and nothing else. I've done all sorts of jobs too, so you...
But you knew it was temporary, didn't you?
No, I didn't...
Living wild before you trotted off to university.
That's not...
Then, after graduation, a job in swinging London town, living the high life.
I can still do that.
Of course.
One day.
But for now, though, this job you take, it'll have to fit around childcare. And you won't be able to save. Children are so very expensive.
I'm not stupid. I have thought about this. but I don't have much choice, do I?
But you do, my dear. You have a doting aunt. You could stay at Mockery for a few years. No rent to pay, work in the park, save enough to launch yourself into that glittering future you once dreamed of.
A few years at Mockery? Oh, God. I don't know if I can bear it.
A few years seems like a lifetime at your age. You don't like that plan, then?
No, I don't. But it makes sense. I can see that. I'm not an idiot. Maybe I will stay longer than I planned, then.
If only there were another way. Luckily for you, there is. How would you like to earn a substantial amount of money in just a few weeks? And then you and your little boy can skip off into the distance, your pockets bulging.
And how would I do that, then?
Have you ever been to Germany, my dear?
Excuse me, look, I really need to use the bathroom. I need someone to unlock it.
No.
Why are you going away? What is wrong with this place? Sorry, can you help me? I really need to go to the toilet and I really need someone to... What? Why are you going away from me? I just need the toilet. I'm not pooing in a wash basin. Oh, hi. Yeah, excuse me. I'm not doing anything. I'm just cleaning. Great, you're talking to me. Everyone else is acting like I'm invisible. Are they always like that? Sorry, I'm JJ. I'm new here. I'm living in the Schloss and I need the toilet.
The Schloss? No one lives in the Schloss.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it? Anyway, the toilet...
Shh! Keep your voice down. Come, over here. Keep to the shadows. Does anyone know you're living in the Schloss?
You clearly didn't, huh? Anyway... Really, really need to use the toilet very soon, so
I don't have keys to the toilets.
Oh, God! What do I do?
Shh! All right! The toilet next to Koshai the Deathless is always unlocked.
Oh, thank God! Where is Kosh... Yeah, that. I haven't been here long.
Oh, it's in Baba Yaga land.
Can you take me there?
Oh, really? Fine, but you follow me and you keep your voice down.
Okay, but... Why?
Because I think I have a migraine coming on. The sounds and lights.
Right. So, what's your name?
My name? My name is Heidi.
Your name tag says Gretchen.
Oh, scheiße.
That's cool. I've got two names too. So, am I right? The staff are a bit unfriendly, or is it just me?
No, it's them. The night shift staff are very weird. Very weird.
Including you?
I don't normally do night shift. In fact, I'm not officially here.
Oh, interesting. Are you stealing something?
No.
No judgment.
I'm not. I'm just curious what they do here at night. I don't know why I'm even telling you this. I don't know why I'm helping you.
Well, if you don't, there might be a nasty accident.
Are you threatening me?
No. I mean, I'll poo myself.
Oh.
Man, is this Baba Yaga land?
Yeah. The toilet is on the other side of the forest of ice.
Why is everything still on?
The generator is on a timer. It goes off at midnight. The park is very automated. We barely do anything ourselves.
What the hell is that?
It's the whispering trees. Each one tells a different Russian folktale. If you want to hear one, press your ear against the trunk.
Yeah, I'll pass, thanks. Oh, toilets!
I have to leave you here now.
Yeah, thanks for your help. I'll see you tomorrow, maybe, during work hours.
Yeah.
Wait!
One more thing.
Oh, I really need to go.
You must be careful. I think there is something going on in the park. Something dangerous. I'm not joking.
Look, Gretchen, no offense, right, but that's statistically unlikely.
Huh?
I mean, it wouldn't happen twice to the same person, would it?
What do you mean?
This isn't Murder, She Wrote. I'm not Angela Lansbury.
Angela Lansbury?
Trust me, there is nothing to be scared of. And there is absolutely nothing going on in this park.
Mockery Manor was written and directed by Lindsay Sharman. Music, sound design and editing by Lawrence Owen. Hayley Evanett was JJ and Betty. Lawrence Owen was Parker, Jenkins and additional voices. Lindsay Sharman was Hilda, Margot and Davina. Alistair Beckett King was Thomas and Dodgy Eric. And Abby Eastwood was Gretchen. If you'd like to hear our full performance from the London Podcast Festival, you can by going to our coffee page and buying us a coffee. That's ko-fi.com/longcatmedia. It all goes towards making Mockery Manor, and Lindsay and I really appreciate your support.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You wake up startled in the middle of the night, convinced that there's something out there in the darkness. Your brain tells you that there's nothing to be afraid of, that the inhuman shape in the corner of your room is just your laundry piled on a chair. But as you hear the ghostly, ragged breathing that doesn't belong to you, you realize your brain is dead wrong. If you love the mix of horror, mystery, and comedy in shows like Buffy, Ash vs. the Evil Dead, or Supernatural, you'll feel right at home on The Crit Show, a Monster of the Week actual play podcast where the players, playing as themselves, are tasked with being the last line of defense from the forces of evil that go bump in the night. Join us every Wednesday and learn the games we play while the gang tries their best to solve the mysteries, hunt the monsters, and protect the innocent. Their intentions are good. Their dice rolls, not so much. You can find The Crit Show at thecritshowpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.